Hi, and welcome to the Tales from the Trail podcast by Matchplay, Mindset Monday edition. In these less than 10-minute episodes, Eric Manuel, an expert mindset coach, and I will address a different facet of mindset which apply to sport and life. To learn more about Eric's practice, visit his website at expertmindsetcoaching.com. Please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. This is a huge help. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on social media as well. The links can be found at matchplayrecruit.com and in the notes of this podcast.
I think if you practice it, if you try it out, you start seeing the results pretty quickly, and they can be transformative.
Yeah, and one of those transformative things is kind of getting into a flow state. And yes. I kind of see that as the pinnacle of mindfulness in sport, especially, or that's where most people think about it, is in sport. So talk about, how mindfulness can take you into a flow state. And are there ways to get yourself there, or is it just kind of a natural thing that you get into because you've practiced mindfulness?
Yeah. So first off, flow is essentially that feeling that athletes get. And it's not just athletes. We can experience this in other areas of life. You know, a lot of artists, musicians experience flow frequently, but it's that moment where you're in the zone, and right. It's that effortless performance where everything just feels like it's happening. You're not even making the decisions necessarily. It's just all unfolding right in front of you. And sometimes you have these moments and afterwards you're like, wow, did I really do that? That was crazy. That happened so fast, or that was so effortless. That was so smooth. And that's flow. And typically this is what athletes call being in the zone. And this is what most athletes are trying to get to when they perform. They're trying to be in this flow state. They're trying to, sometimes in basketball, they'll call this being unconscious. Steph Curry's unconscious from three. Well, what does unconscious mean? Unconscious means not thinking. Oh, sounds like mindful. He's not focused on his thoughts. He's just in the moment. So when you're in the moment, you shut down this over-critical, over-analyzing, part of your brain where it's trying to walk you through all the steps. Okay, if he does this, I do that. If he does that, I do this. Now, you're not thinking about all those things consciously. You're just letting it happen. You're letting go, and you're letting this performance take over, right? Because we, as athletes, how to compete. If you're playing in a Super Bowl, if you're playing in a national championship, you got there for a reason. You have the skills. You know what you're doing. Now it's just a matter of getting out of your own way and letting those skills take over. And that's what it takes to get into flow, is letting go and not trying to control, because when we control, we can't get into flow. So yeah, this is what all athletes are trying to get to. And I think that mindfulness is a prerequisite for getting into flow, because flow happens, again, only in one place, in the present moment. So if you want to get into flow, first step, you got to be in the present moment, right? That's the only way you can get there. Now, there are other elements of flow that, we can get into. It's whole topic there as well. But the most important prerequisite is being mindful, being present. And the analogy that I love to use with fighters, especially because fighting is so chaotic, is being in the eye of the hurricane. And that's what it feels like when you're in flow. And for those people who don't know, the eye of the hurricane is where it's calm. There's that stillness. There's no storm. There's no wind. There's no rain. Sometimes you can even see the sun shining, right? But if you go outside of the eye, it's chaos. 100-mile-an-hour winds. You can't tell which way is up and which way is down. And that's what competing feels like for most athletes. They're lost in that cyclone, and it's really hard to see clearly and to operate from a space of stillness. But when you're in the eye of the hurricane, it's like everything slows down. And this is what you hear athletes talk about when they're in flow. Oh, it's like everything just slows down and I can just boom, boom. Quarterbacks making a two-minute drive, Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes. You know, when they get the ball and they're going down the field at the end of the game, they're in that flow state. They can see and they can respond as opposed to, oh no, somebody's rushing me. I got to react quickly and throw the ball away. They're still, they're calm, right? So mindfulness helps you to get there. Ultimately, unfortunately, there's no surefire way to get there. There's no guaranteed way to get there. Even for the best athletes in the world, they can't consistently, you know, induce this flow state. All you can do is set the table, you know, and control what you can control and hope that you just kind of slip into it, right? Because it is an element of letting go and accepting and relinquishing that control. So there is no way to kind of fully 100% put yourself into it. But like I said, you can set the table and you can create the right conditions for it. And then, you know, even if you don't get into flow, you're probably going to perform at a high level because you're doing all these other things.
I hope you enjoyed this edition of Mindset Monday. Let us know what aspect of mindset you'd be interested in learning more about. Don't forget to reach out to Eric Manuel if you want to discuss optimizing your mindset. Lastly, please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on social media as well. The links can be found at matchplayrecruit.com. See you on the trail.